Okay, let's get started. Welcome back, everyone. We had a long day of meetings yesterday, and I know we're at the point in the week where we're getting a bit tired, but we still have a number of sessions today and tomorrow, and a few issues that need particular attention from us. So just a few points on today's agenda. First of all, we're going to have a presentation from ICANN about the role of ICANN in terms of security, stability, and resiliency. Then we're going to be meeting with the SSAC at 10 o'clock. And then at 11:30, we will go over the status of the registrar accreditation agreement negotiations and have a quick discussion about timelines related to the request to GAC members to provide some information in relation to privacy issues and so on. But I don't expect that this item will take necessarily an entire hour. So if we can find some time at that point to begin continued discussions on early warning and some of the issues and deadlines associated with GAC responsibilities relating to new GTLDs. We will take some time at that point. We do meet with the CCNSO this afternoon, and then as usual with the board meeting. So if we are able to find additional time in either of those sessions, we will do so. And then we will take time as needed, perhaps adding an hour to the end of our day, where we can perhaps gain some assurances about what it is we need to accomplish and a sense of the status of our discussions and our decision-making in relation to early warning and GAC advice. By Wednesday, then, I hope that we will be in fairly good shape by the time that we come to draft the communique, particularly on that item. Okay. So that's the basic plan for today. In terms of the early warning GAC advice that we anticipate providing in the communique, I understand Australia has circulated some text to the GAC list, so Jeannie will print out some hard copies for us so that you have those, and then that's what we can work from in our discussions on that. Okay, so without any further delay, to my right I have Jeff Moss and Patrick Jones from ICANN to provide a presentation. Do you have slides that you want? Oh, you don't have slides. It's exceptional. Okay. All right, we'll try to manage. So I'll turn over to you. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Jeff Moss. This is Patrick Jones. And I wanted to thank the GAC for the opportunity to provide you a brief briefing this morning on the latest developments from our ICANN security team. I think it's been about 3 years since we've had a chance or an opportunity to brief the GAC on what we've been up to, and so we thank you for making time available this morning for us. I'm going to make just some brief comments on what we've been doing, and then I'd like to open it up for any questions that you may have, and we'll just use our remaining time in a question and answer format. So ICANN security team serves as the bridge between the multi-stakeholder entities that participate in our internet ecosystem, linking the technical communities with law enforcement and the operational security communities, network operators, the commercial and non-commercial entities, as well as governments. And we're frequently asked, and when invited, we support such activities as DNS capability building and training. So for example, in the last 6 months, we've collaborated with Costa Rica and Paraguay to help work with them to DNSSEC sign their CCTLD. And in the upcoming months in December, we'll be working, delivering a DNSSEC training in Lebanon. We also participate in education and awareness raising of DNS threats and their mitigations. So, for example, staff participates in activities such as the Messaging Anti-Abuse Working Group, the Conficker Working Group. There's several private trust groups that we participate in an advisory or a technical capacity. We also are engaged in global engagement with entities such as the Commonwealth Cybercrime Initiative, the OAS-CICTE, Interpol, the APNIC, Carib-NOG Telecom Union, regional TLD organizations, and developing world operators. The foundational organizing principle of all of our activities is the security, stability, and resiliency pillar. And our team is responsible for delivering on ICANN's SSR obligations under the affirmation of commitments. In June, the ICANN board received the final report on the Security, Stability, and Resiliency Review Team. The GAC noted its support in its Prague communique for the SSR RT final report and their 28 recommendations. And we expect this Thursday that the ICANN board will vote on their acceptance of the 28 recommendations and then direct staff to proceed on their implementation. We took the proactive step, assuming that this would occur, in seeking community input on a draft statement of ICANN's role and remit in security, stability, and resiliency. We received a diverse input on the draft from across the community, including support from the OAS, or Organization of American States, CICTE, in spreading this message in the community. We've also provided the board with our proposed implementation plan for the 28 SSR recommendations, and we're pleased that these recommendations are all largely practical, implementable, and in several cases we actually have the implementations already underway. Yesterday, there was an interactive session from the experts in the community, including Debbie Monahan from the Domain Name Commission of New Zealand, ICANN Chairman Steve Crocker, and past CEO Paul Toomey. We thought this session was well received, and there was input from many who attended on what the ICANN clearly the statement of ICANN's statement of role and remit should be. And we're going to repeat this session in Beijing. We're going to work with the meetings team to find a time that does not conflict like yesterday with GAC high-level meetings, so hopefully we'll have more government representatives in the attendance. So with that, I conclude my brief statements and welcome any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you for giving us an update. I admit that, that a few colleagues may well have been wondering what the status was regarding the review team report. So this is a reminder to us that this is something in front of the board. So the final report was submitted to the board by the review team, and the question now is of implementing those recommendations. And as I recall, the GAC has supported those recommendations. Someone can correct me if I'm mistaken about that, but that's what's on the table. And from time to time, there are questions coming from governments to really gain clarity about what exactly is ICANN's role in such matters. And we discussed it at the high-level meetings yesterday, some issues about that, that to the extent we're able to be clear and communicate that outside the organization, it's really to our benefit. So are there any questions to the staff that, if I understand correctly, would be responsible for implementing the review team recommendations or report? Italy, please.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. So my question is about something that you already said, but I would like to have some more specification. Let's say the Security, Stability, and Resiliency Review Panel issue suggested 28 recommendations, and you say that in the implementation plan you do not see difficulties in implementing them. Can you describe a little bit more about the categories that are already ongoing and that that are maybe will require more long time to be implemented? An idea about this classification, let's say.
Thank you for those questions. Italy.
Yes. So I have the work plan here, but we don't have it on PowerPoint. So there are certain recommendations that have already been implemented. Two or three of them are complete. It was something ICANN staff was doing before the recommendations were even formulated. So it was very convenient for us that they recommended something we were already doing. And then there's certain areas that will take more time and more collaboration amongst internal and external groups. So not solely within the power of ICANN, we will work with external community groups. And then there's certain activities which will require more budget, and there's many activities that will require just staff time but no additional budget. So, and there's definitely certain items that have to be done before others. So there's a natural flow to certain recommendations that have to be completed in order to answer later recommendations. Did you want to comment, Patrick?
Sure. So one of the things that we've already started to do as part of our annual SSR framework is to provide greater transparency and clarity around the overall aspects of ICANN that are security related that might not all fit under the security team's purview, and so that you'll start to see greater transparency and clarity around the budget and the reporting of those areas. We'll do that in a easy-to-find dashboard on the ICANN security team page. We've also started to show more information about upcoming events. So we've had a recent addition to our team page about outreach and engagement activities with others in the community, regional TLD organizations, and other operators. So all of this is to provide more information, better clarity around what ICANN's doing and doing with the community.
Italy?
More precisely, for example, the monitoring of the root zone file is something that you will do, and interacting, of course, with the root service system operators. And so this is an important part for the near future.
Thank you, Italy. Okay. Are there any other questions or comments regarding this? Okay, that seems quite straightforward. So we have an implementation plan that is going to be considered by the board and actions to follow in order to implement the recommendations. And that all sounds like good progress.
So one more thing where we may look for feedback and support from the GAC and member countries is that one of the recommendations includes that ICANN undertake some documentation of roles and responsibilities with different entities in the community in SSR. So we'll be reaching out again through all the different stakeholders, including the GAC, as we develop some documentation of roles and responsibilities and feedback on that description of the roles and responsibilities would be very helpful. Yes, and so that's recommendation 4 under the review team report.
Thank you. It's always good to clarify roles and responsibilities in matters like this. So thank you for that. Okay, so I see no more questions or comments. So thank you for coming to update us about this important area of work. And perhaps we'll receive further updates later on as you begin to implement more of those recommendations.
Thank you very much. Happy to provide any briefings you may need.
Thank you.